Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
This morning, I've got some great information for you, especially as it gets warmer in the city. In Fukuoka City, as part of an effort to reduce plastic usage, water dispensers called My Bottle Water Refill Spots have been installed in public facilities throughout the city. To promote the use of personal bottles, chilled, safe, and delicious tap water from Fukuoka is available for free. Citizens can refill their bottles anytime at ward offices, community centers, gymnasiums, parks, and other public facilities. Additionally, in Fukuoka City, shops working in cooperation with this Fukuoka City My Bottle effort will directly fill your personal bottle with the beverage you order, such as water or coffee. Some shops offer discounts on coffee orders if you bring your own bottle, but this varies from store to store. The locations of the My Bottle water refill spots and the shops cooperating with the Fukuoka City My Bottle effort are available on the Fukuoka City web map. So, definitely take advantage of this service and these facilities to help reduce plastic waste. Small efforts add up to helping the global environment in big ways.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have some information from Fukuoka City about the light vehicle tax. People who are in possession of a motorized bike or a light vehicle, as of April 1st, must pay a light vehicle tax. If you do have a motorized bike or light vehicle, you'll receive a tax payment notification in the post, so make sure you take a look inside. Payment is due by the 31st of May, and you can make your payment at a convenience store, bank, or post office. You can even pay via smartphone apps now. If you do not pay your taxes, like the light vehicle taxes, you may run into difficulties when it comes time to renew your residency visa, and you may face having your assets seized. If there's anything you don't understand, or if you're finding it difficult to pay your tax, please contact your ward office for consultation. If you contact them by phone for consultation, 18 different languages are supported. That phone number is 092-753-6113. Again, that number is 092-753-6113. This phone number will connect you to the Multilingual Interpretation Center. After registering with them, you'll be connected to your ward office. So, when you call, make sure that you tell them in which language you need to use, the ward in which you live, and that you're calling in regards to paying your taxes. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.